Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes. The Gemara is in the middle of explaining a braisa which starts in Kuf Ches Mebeis Tana Rabbanon HaKol Chayavim Barboa Koises HaLolu Echad Anoshim VeEchad Noshim VeEchad Tinoikis Am Rab Yehuda V'chimate Elis Yesh L'Tinoikis B'Yayin. Tinoikis don't have any te'elis from Yayin, elu mechalkon lehen kloyos ve'egoizim be'erev Pesach k'dei shlo yishnu v'yishalu. So there's machloikis, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, whether tinoikis are chayev in the mitzvah of Abrah Koisis. Now there seems to be a machloikis rishonim, how to understand the machloikis, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashbam says here, echa tinoikis shigam heim nigalu. So the reason why tinoikis are chayev is because they also were nigalu from Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yehuda's Taina says the Rashbam, V'chimate elz yesh lo tinoikis, halei pturim min ha-mitzvahs. They're pturim from mitzvahs, and that's why it doesn't make sense to be mechayev tinoikis. Now the question is, what would the Tanakam respond to Rabbi Yehuda's Taina that they're pturim min ha-mitzvahs? Doesn't the Tanakam also realize that they're pater from mitzvahs? And if you say we're talking about a katan sheigia lechinuch, so why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda agree that a katan sheigia lechinuch is chayev? Why would he say halei pturim min ha-mitzvahs? It is for this reason that the Ran and the Rabbeinu David learn that although the Tanakama, of course, when he says that tinoikas are chayiv, is talking about a tinoik, a cotton sheigia lechinuch, Rabbi Yehuda, when he says v'chimate elis yesh lo tinoikas b'yayin, doesn't mean like the lashon of the Rashbam halei pturim min ha-mitzvahs. Rather, what he means is that they have no te'elis. They don't feel chayris from drinking yayin. A child drinks wine, he just gets groggy and falls asleep. And that's very much mashman. The words matei elis yesh lo tinoikis b'yayin. The Rashbam's pshat that matei elis yesh lo tinoikis al pturim min ha-mitzvahs is somewhat dachuk in the lashon. It shouldn't have said matei elis yesh lo tinoikis b'yayin. It should have said tanim pturim min ha-mitzvahs. So that's the way the Ran and the Rabbeinu David learn. The Tanakama is saying that they're chayav because of the din chinuch that's done by a katan sheigia lechinuch. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "V'chimate els yesh lo tinoikis b'yayin." They have no purpose from drinking wine. They don't feel cheiris from the drinking of yayin. But the Rashbam obviously learns differently. He learns v'chimate yesh lo tinoikis b'yayin means halipturim min ha-mitzvahs. Now, one way to understand the shitas the Rashbam is to say that he understands that we're talking about a katan shelo yigia lechinuch, and that is somewhat meduyik in the lashon of tinoikis. Tinoikis doesn't sound like an older child. It sounds like an infant almost. So tinoikis would be a katan shelo yigia lechinuch, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda responds to the Tanakama by saying halei pturim min ha-mitzvahs. They're not even chayiv in the mitzvahs chinuch. And what was the reason for the Tanakama? The Rashbam explains echa tinoikis shegam heim nigalu. And this could be based on the idea that we mentioned in our shir on Daf Kufches that gam heim nigalu means that it's not the chiyuv that's mutal on the tinoik himself, rather the Gadol has a mitzvah to include others in his simcha, anybody who was shayach to the Nes, somebody who was the cause for the Nes, like the Rashbam and Rashi learn, afein hayu beis Nes by Noshim, or somebody that benefited from the Nes. If they were also Nigalu, then the Gadol is capable of feeling cheiris more if he has even the Tinoikis that were Nigalu with him in a celebration. So it makes sense to say that the Rashbam understands that the whole braisa is talking about a katan shelo higia lechinuch, and that's why the Rashbam needs to come on to the reason of shigam heim nigalu, because if you hold that we're talking about a katan shehigia lechinuch, then why would you have to give a reason shigam heim nigalu? And also, it would explain, like we said, the end, Rabbi Yehuda's words, v'chimate els yesh lo tinoikis halipturim min ha-mitzvahs. We can't answer halipturim min ha-mitzvahs by saying that they're chayiv ha-mitzvahs within chinuch, because they're not. It's a katan shelo higia lechinuch. The Ran and the Rabbeinu David learned that we're talking about a katan sheigia lechinuch, and still Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not chayev, and the reason is because they have no te'elis, they don't feel cheiris from drinking yayin. Why would the Tanakama be mechayev tinoikis lefi the Ran and the Rabbeinu David if tinoikis don't feel any cheiris from yayin? So how is it possible to be mechayev them in the shti of dalet koisis? So we can explain this from a number of angles. Number one, assuming that there is a mitzvah of shtiyas dalet koisis, which we mentioned on Daf Kuf Ches, and we'll discuss this a little bit later, that there is a machlokes rishonim, whether there is a mitzvah of shtiyas dalet koisis, or chazal were only mesaken for koisis shel bracha. Assuming that the mitzvah is to drink 4 cups of wine, the gather of that mitzvah could be seen in one of two ways. It could be seen as a halacha, what Chazal were misakin was, bring yourself to a state of feeling cheirus. How should you do that, al yidei yayin? And the other way to understand is that Chazal said, do the act of drinking yayin because that's something that will bring you to cheirus. If the takana was to do the pa'ula of cheirus, which, like we saw in the Rambam, that the Rambam explains that a person has to, chayv adam laharis es atzma, he has to behave as if he left Mitzrayim, and therefore the shtia of the person that night should be in the form of cheirus. So it's really the ikar halacha is to bring yourself to a state of cheirus. Anyone who is not bringing himself to a state of cheirus is not really mekayim the mitzvah at all. And it would be inappropriate to say that we can train a child while he's younger to drink yayin when that yayin doesn't bring him to a state of cheirus. So according to this tzad, then we certainly understand Rabbi Yehuda's tain of chimati el siyash tinoikis b'yayin, because if tinoikis do not feel cheirus from the yayin, then they're lacking the actual cheftza of the mitzvah of shtiyas dal koisis. The cheftza of the mitzvah of shtiyas dal koisis is a mitzvah of feeling cheirus al yidei yayin. And if tinoikis do not feel cheirus al yidei yayin, they're not being trained to do the mitzvah. However, if we understand the other tzad, that the gather of the mitzvah is, do the act of drinking yayin. Chazal were misakin an act of shtiyas dalet koisis. And the reason why they were misakin shtiyas dalet koisis is because that's something that brings you to a state of cheirus. Then it's at least possible to say that it makes sense to train the child now in the act of drinking, even though for the child it does not achieve the desired result of cheirus, but that doesn't make a difference because the cheftza of the mitzvah is shtiyas dalet koisis, and there is a din chinuch on the shtiyah of the dalet koisis. So the te'elis for the tinoikis may not bother us if we're magdir the cheftza of the mitzvah as a maisa shtiyah. And so that would be one way to understand what the machlekes of Yehuda and the Tanakama is. The machlekes is in the gather of the dalet koisis. Is it a mitzvah to experience cheirus ayde yayin, or is it a mitzvah to do the maisa of shtiyah? However, we can explain the machloikis in a different light. Not that they're arguing about the gedder of the mitzvah of dalet koisis, rather they have a machloikis about chinuch. Lo'olam, everybody agrees that the experience of cheirus is essential to the mitzvah, and you're not yotze the mitzvah if you don't experience cheirus. Nevertheless, there's a big shaila how to understand the gedder of the din chinuch. Is the pshat that the din chinuch is to train the child, do an act now that when you are older, this very act will be a kiyum of the mitzvah? Or is the gedder of the mitzvah's chinuch that the child, because he needs to be trained in doing mitzvahs, we give him the very mitzvah now. And anything that for the child is not the cheftz of the mitzvah, the child is not mekayim the mitzvah because he, for example, doesn't feel cheirus, would not qualify as a mitzvah's chinuch. Chinuch is a katan schiv midrabanan. The Ritva in Sukkah, Daf Beis Mabeis, says that you see from the Gemara over there that a katan, when you're mechanachim b'mitzvahs, you have to do the mitzvah behechsher gomer kegodol, that it has to be with all of the chiyuvim that a gadol would be mekayim. And it's not just to train him in a way that when he gets older, he'll be mekayim the mitzvah. Or let's say, for example, you train a child to shake a lulav. The child doesn't know that the lulav is sha'ul. Is the father mekayim his mitzvah chinuch? Or does he have the katan do something that is a real kiyum ha-mitzvah? Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Nun Ches, if katan chav ches, brings a machloikis. And the machloikis is dependent on this shaila. Is the pshat that we have to train the child? And if you train him in a way that he doesn't know that he's lacking in the kiyum ha-mitzvah, because he doesn't know that it's a borrowed lulav, so he's trained, and now he knows that when he gets older, he does an act of taking a lulav, and he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah. Or do we say that, no, that the chiyuv chinuch is to have the child be mekayim the mitzvah? Midrabanan, he's mechuyiv bedover, he's mechuyiv b'mitzvah. And therefore, he has to be mekayim it like anybody who's mechuyiv in the mitzvah. Of course, this may get into the shaila of Rashi and Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Beis, whether the halacha of chinuch is on the parent or on the child. It could be that if you hold the chiv is on the parent, then of course it's only to train the child. If it's on the child, then that means that he's a mechuyiv b'davar midrabanan. So this could be another angle with which to be masber our machlekes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Tanakama, although the katan doesn't experience cheirus, it makes no difference, because as long as you train him in a way that when he gets older, this very act will bring him cheirus. So why do we care that right now it's not bringing him cheirus? You're doing the act of training. If you hold that the mitzvah chinuch is something that requires that the katan be mekayim the mitzvah in the rabbanon, and anything that's lacking in his kiyum mitzvah is seen as a compromise in his mitzvah chinuch, then over here as well, there's going to be a problem with a katan that doesn't experience chayrus through drinking yayin. And the truth is that if you take a look at the Ritva over there in Sukkah, Daf Beis Mebeis, the place where he proves the din, that you need to be mekayim all of the dinim of a mitzvah, behechsher gomer kigodol, when you're mekayim, the mitzvah schinuch, he brings a raya from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Brais and Daf Beis Mebeis in Sukkah. Because over there, Rabbi Yehuda proves what is considered a hechsher sukkah from the way that Hilenia Malka was mekayim the mitzvah schinuch with her children, and says the Ritva, you see that Rabbi Yehuda feels comfortable proving what the hechsher sukkah is just from her mitzvah schinuch, and therefore you see that it has to be the hechsher gomer. So the way we're being masber, Rabbi Yehuda over here is l'shitasu. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah schinuch if the child is not going to experience cheres. So number one, you have to take the hanocha that we said that part of the mitzvah is to experience cheres. But even after saying that, it has to be because Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's the gedder of chinuch. If the gedder of the chinuch is do the act that when you become a gadol will bring you to experience cheres, then there still shouldn't be a problem with the fact that mate el yeshlo tinoik is b'yayin. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda can say this is because he holds the shitasoi that you have to be mechanech the child by giving him what now is considered a kiyum of the mitzvah. But the Tanakama who argues on Rabbi Yehuda may be arguing for one of two reasons. Either because he holds that the gedder, the dalet kaisis, is not something that requires that the person experiences cheres. And even, number two, if the Tanakama holds that you do have to experience cheres in order to mekayim the mitzvah, nevertheless, he could hold that the gedder of mitzvah chinuch is not necessarily something which is mutl on the katan, a chiyuv midrabanan. Rather, we have to train the katan doing the actions that when he becomes a gadol, those actions will be a full kiyum of the mitzvah, and then we're mekayim the mitzvah chinuch. The Gemara brings a brisa. Tana Rabbanan, chayev adam l'sameach bonav uvnei beisoi beregel shenemer v'samachto b'chagecha. Now the Gemara in Chagiga Davav Mebeis brings a brisa that says mitzvah simcha neheges ba'anoshim uvenoshim. So that's mashma that the mitzvah simcha is equally shayach to anoshim as it is to noshim. However, in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamedal and Rambez, the Gemara asks, why don't we learn out from the mitzvah simcha that noshim should be chayavais be mitzvah aseisha as man grama? The Gemara over there learns out that noshim are pturois from mitzvah aseisha as man grama. The Gemara says, well, why don't we learn out from simcha that they're chayav? Because simcha is a mitzvah aseisha as man grama, and nevertheless, noshim are chayavis. Abaye answers in that Gemara, isha bailo misamcha, which means the simcha, as Rashi explains over there, Bailo misamcha de ein chayvas simcha teluya ba. The simcha is not dependent on her. Ela bailo sheyisamchena kari be v'simachta. Meaning to say that according to the way Abaya understands, there is no mitzvah simcha anoshim. Rather, the anoshim are mechuyev to be misameach their wives. The Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph brings down the mitzvah of simcha that you're mechuyev to misameach. He explains that included in that is the shalmei simcha shenemer zavachta shalom v'achalta shalom v'samachta l'fnei Hashem l'kecha. And the Rambam says v'noshim chayavais b'mitzvah zu. So the Rambam holds that noshim are chayavis. The Ravid and the Asagis asks on the Rambam, it's not true. Loi b'karben elo b'simcha shetesameach im baila. It seems like the Ravid is asking that there is no simcha on the Isha herself, rather there's a mitzvah on her husband to be misameach her. So why does the Rambam say that noshim are chayim in the mitzvah simcha? And that's how the Kesef Mishnah understood the Ravid's taina as well. Now there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Davav Mebeis. Over there, Reb Zeira asks the following shaila. He says, Isha mahi bebal ta'acher. Is an isha chayiv in the lava bal ta'acher? The lava bal ta'acher is that a person is not allowed to delay bringing karbonis that he was noider more than three regalim. Now the zman of three regalim was instituted by the Torah because a person has the opportunity to be oilo regal, and that's when he's expected to bring his karbonis. So the Gemara asks, is an isha chayeves in bal ta'acher? Mi amrina, do we say haloi mechayve b'ri'iya? She's not chayve in the mitzvah of aliyah l'regal of yeroa kol zechurcha, because it says zechurcha. Oidil moha isa b'simcha. Even if she's not chayev to come to the Makom HaMikdash because of the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechurcha, but she still is chayev in the mitzvah of Simcha, which is Mikuyim Bizman Shebeis Mikdash Kayim, through Basar Shlomim. So Abaya says to Reb Zeira, Amar Le Abaya V'tepek Le Doha Yisa B'Simcha. What's your shayla? You see that she's chayev in Simcha. So the Gemara asks on Abaye, Umi Amar Abaye Hachi, how could Abaye have asked Reb Zeira that Noshim should be Chayavis because of the fact that they're Isa B'Simcha? Rabbi himself said, "V'hamra Abaye isha b'ayla misamcha." Abaye's shita himself, like we mentioned from the sugya and Lamedal and Rebbe's in Kedushin, that Abaye holds that the isha doesn't have her own independent chi of simcha; rather, her husband has a chi of simcha. The Gemara answers, "L'dvar of the Reb Zeira ka'amar." Abaye himself actually doesn't hold that an isha has a chi of simcha, but he was talking to Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira's shita is that the isha has a chi of simcha, and therefore Abaye was asking Reb Zeira l'shita soy. So we now have a machloikis between Abaye and Reb Zeira as to whether Noshim are chayovis in the mitzvah simcha. And of course, lefi Abaye, it's clear from the sugya that there's really no makam to be mechayev Noshim in Bal Ta'achar, because the whole shaila that Reb Zeira had is built on the fact that perhaps they're chayev in Bal Ta'achar because they're chayev in mitzvah simcha. Abaye explained lefi shita's Reb Zeira that this is true, but according to Abaye's shita himself, then it's impossible to be mechayev Noshim in Bal Ta'achar. Now the Rambam in Hilchas Maaser Karbonis Perik Yudalid Aloch Yudalid Paskins Echad HaIsh VeEchad HaIsha Oiver Beval Ta'acher. So you see that the Rambam's shita is like Abaye answered Reb Zeira that Noshim Archayv and Bal Ta'acher, and like we said, the sugya tells us that that's not Abaye's own personal shita. Abaye is doing that to explain Reb Zeira's shita. So now we know that the shita of the Rambam is the paskin like Reb Zeira. If that's true, then the Ravid's question is no longer difficult. The Ravid had asked on the Rambam, how could you paskin that Noshim Archayov is besimcha? It's only a chia for the husband to be misameach his wife. The answer is that that's Abaye's shita, but the Rambam paskins like Reb Zeira, as we see in the din of Bal Ta'acher. Of course, we have to ask, how, according to Reb Zeira, do we answer the kasha of the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Daled? The Gemara there asks, why don't we learn out from the din of Simcha that Noshim Archayavis imitzas Hasesha Azman Grama? The Lecha Mishnah says we can answer very simply that according to the Maskana of the Gemara in Kedushin, we learn out that Noshim are pturois from Mitzvah Hasesha Azman Grama from a Hekish to Tfilin, since it says, L'mantia Teres Hashem Beficha. Once you have a Hekish, then you can't learn out with a Mamatzinu from Simcha. A Hekish is stronger, and therefore it's not Shver, according to Reb Zeira, why, even if we do say that Noshim are Chayavis in Simcha, why we learn out that Noshim are still pturois from other Mitzvah Hasesha Azman Grama. The Shagis Arya in Simen Samach Vav brings a riot to the Shittas Rambam from a stama de Gemara in the Dorim Daf Dalid. There the Gemara is talking about Bal Ta'acher, and one of the things the Gemara says that is shaykh to the lav of Bal Ta'acher is the Chattas of a Yeledes. A Chattas of Yeledes is only shaykh for Noshim. Now there's another Gemara in Chagiga Daf Vav on the Mishnah that discusses Re'iyah. It says, "Ezel Katan, who's a Katan, kol she'enu yachal lirkoiv al ksefe shal aviv, ala lismir shalayim laharabayis, such a person is not chayim in aliyah l'regel." Reb Zeira asks, what does it mean that he can't go from Yerushalayim to the Harabayis? Ad hacha man asye, until Yerushalayim, who brought him? Abaye then says to Reb Zeira, ad hacha demechayva ime besimcha, I see say ime. Until Yerushalayim, since his mother was chayv in simcha, she brought him all the way to Yerushalayim. It's mashma from the Lashon of Abaye that his mother is chayv in simcha. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, in the sugya we mentioned earlier, Davav Mebeis, says that when Abaye in the sugya in Chagiga says that ime chayv is besimcha, it means mishum baila, not because of her own chiyuv. Meaning that probably because her husband has a din to be msameach her, she agreed to go along with her husband, and she's the one who brought the child. However, the Ritvan Kedusha and Daf Lamed Daled in the sugya that we mentioned, that talks about mitzvah sasesha asman grama, comments on Rashi, who says that when Abaye says in that sugya, isha baila misamcha, Rashi explains that it means that she herself is not chayevis besimcha, rather her baal has to be misamech her, says the Ritva, v'loy nehira, I don't think this makes any sense. The Hamanin and Le'el, the Gemara earlier in Kedushin counts the mitzvah simcha bahadi mitzvahs v'noshim chayevis, included in one of the mitzvahs v'noshim chayevis, v'su, the Abaye gufei amar b'meseches chagiga, says the Ritva, the Abaye himself says in meseches chagiga, the isha chayevis besimcha, damin and gabikotten, v'ad who brought him to Yerushalayim? It was his mother. So you see that Abaye holds that the mother's chayavis besimcha. So the Ritva says a totally different pshat in Abaye in Kedushin. He says that when Abaye says that you cannot learn out from the mitzvah simcha that an isha is chayavis in all mitzvah haseisha is man grama, and he uses the words Isha Bailo Mesamcha, he does not mean to say, like Rashi learns, that the Isha herself doesn't have a Chiyav, rather the Baal has his Chiyav to be Mesameach her. She does have her own individual Chiyav, but the way that she's Mekayim her Chiyav is Al Yidei Bailo. Lo'olam, she has a Chiyav, like you see in the Gemara in Chagiga that she has to come to Yerushalayim. But since the Kiyam is Al Yidei, her husband, she has to come on to her husband in order to be Mekayim her mitzvah. You cannot learn it out to other mitzvahs. If you'll ask that according to the Ritva, why does the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, when Abaye tells her Bzeira that it's Pashit, that an Isha should be Chayeves and Balta Acher, because an Isha is Chayev and Simcha, so the Gemara asks, Sumi Amr Abaye Hachi Vamr Abaye Isha Bailo Mesamcha. Now, according to the Ritva, that's not a question, because Isha Bailo Mesamcha means she has a mitzvah Simcha, it's just that she's Mekayim through her husband. So what's the Gemara's problem with what Abaye says over there? The Teretz is that since the Kiyum of the Isha's mitzvah Simcha is through her husband, and the whole din Balta Acher is based on the Chiyev to come to Yerushalayim and bring a carbon, since the Isha doesn't have her own chiyuv to bring a carbon, she's mekaymer din simcha through her husband's carbon, so the Gemara is asking that lefishit zabaya, it doesn't make sense to say that she's chayeves in Balta Acher, since she herself is not the one who goes to Beis HaMikdash to bring the carbon. So it comes out that lefishitis Rashi, this machloikas Abaya and Reb Zeira, whether there is a mitzvah simcha on the Isha herself. According to the Ritva, there is no machloikas. The shaila only is how the Isha is supposed to be mekayim her din simcha, whether it's mutl on her to be mekayim her din simcha, or it's through her husband that she's mekayim her din simcha. Of course, the original Rambam that we mentioned that says that an Isha's chayav is besimcha, if you learn like the Ritva, is no longer shver, even if you learn that the Rambam passes like Abaye, because the Rambam is allowed to say she's chayav in simcha, since even Abaye holds she's chayav in simcha. It's just that we anyway have the Rambam in Ma'aseh HaKorbanos that says that she's chayav in Balta Acher, and that can only work if you paskin like Reb Zeira. So we know that the sheet of the Rambam is to paskin like Reb Zeira. After bringing down the din, the chayav Adam l'sameach bonav v'bnei beisa b'regel, the Braisa says, how are you supposed to be mesameach then? But mem mesamcham b'yayin. You're supposed to be mesameach bonav v'bnei beisa with yayin. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakhama, and he says, anoshim b'roi lohem v'noshim b'roi lohem. The simcha is not the same for everybody. Men achieve simcha through yayin, but women is with what's roi lohem. What is roi lohem? The Gemara explains, Bebabel bevigdei tzivoinim, Beretz Yisrael bevigdei pishta meguhatzim. Women enjoy nice clothing. Now we have to ask ourselves, what exactly is the machlokes of Yudin and Tanakama? It definitely is not possible to say that they're arguing in the Metzias. Everybody knows what women enjoy more and what men enjoy more. So how exactly does the Tanakama have the right to say that their chiyuv is al-yidei yayin? Perhaps we could say that everybody, of course, agrees that yayin is something that is msameach. The pasuk says, yayin yisamach levav enosh. But there are two types of simchas. There is a simcha that is a product of circumstances, and the person has an emotional reaction to the given circumstances. When it's a good circumstance, then the person feels good, and he's besimcha. When a person is in a bad situation, then he feels atzvus. However, the simcha that one experiences through yayin is not a simcha that has to do with the situation or the circumstances that a person is in. Rather, it's a physiological reality. Yayin has the effect on a person, a physiological effect, which causes him to feel that emotional charge that we call simcha. It also has the effect, as we'll see later from the Yamshel Shloima, to help a person forget his tzoris. And because he forgets the things that generally keep him down, so he experiences simcha naturally. So it could be that everybody agrees that there is the physiological reaction, even in noshim, that we can refer to as simcha. However, we can explain that Rabbi Yehuda says, even so, you do not need to achieve that level of simcha with noshim, because all you really have to do is give them things that make them happy, and without changing them on a physiological level, you still will achieve the result of simcha. Now, according to that pshat, then Rav Yehuda would have to agree that if you do give noshim yayin, then you're also mekayim the din simcha. And when he says noshim b'roi lehem, he's telling you that you don't have to go as far as to give them yayin. It's enough to give them something that makes them feel good. However, we can also explain the other way. It could be that Rav Yehuda is arguing in Tanakhama, and he says that although they experience a certain physiological reality, that's still not a kiyum of the mitzvah of simcha. Because men, based on the fact that they drink yayin and they become disassociated from the things that are keeping them down, etc., that is moiled in their hearts a feeling of simcha, because they also feel happy that they have a sensation that everything is good, and that sensation is something that they enjoy. Men like the feeling of being disassociated from their feelings. However, women, although the woman will feel disassociated from her feelings, that's not something that she likes. So she will have less to worry about. Once she drinks yayin, yayin gets rid of the worries in a person's heart. Yayin is samach levav enosh. But forgetting about her tzaras is not as enjoyable to her as being given clothing that makes her feel good when she dresses in it. She would rather that the circumstances be as such that she feels happy about them, as opposed to being changed physiologically and internally. So everybody really agrees to the mitzvahs. The shaila is, how are you mekayim the mitzvah simcha? Is the mitzvah to feel the physiological feeling that one calls simcha? Or is the mitzvah to take that which the person themselves likes the most and provide them with the opportunity to enjoy it the way that they would like to enjoy it? About the mitzvah of simcha, the Braisa continues, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim, ein simcha elo bebosar. Shenemar vizavach d'shlom v'achalt d'sham v'samach d'lfnei Hashem alekecha. V'achshav she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, ein simcha elo b'yayin. Shenemar v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. So it would seem that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira has two tracks. You could be yoytze bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim through the basar, but that has to be basar v'shlomim. Since nowadays we don't have basar shlomim, the only way to be misamech is b'yayin. Reb Kveger in the Gilui Nashas is Mitzayin Ayin Beis Yosef Or Chaim Simen Tov Kuf Chav Tes, and he sends us to Yamsha Shlomo in Perek Beis De Beitza. Now the Beis Yosef, what he asks over there is that the Rambam in Hilchos Yomtiv Perek Vav Halacha Yud Ches asks that Chayev Adam Liyay Sameach V'Toyv Lei B'Moyed Hu V'Ishtay Ubonov, and he explains how are you supposed to be Misameach. He says men are supposed to eat basar and drink yayin. Says the Beis Yosef Yesh Lo T'moy Al Rambam Loma Hitzrich Sheyochel Basar V'Ishtu Yayin. What did we learn in our Braisa? That in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to eat basar shlomim. But nowadays, the way you're mekayim the mitzvah simcha is only through yayin. Now the Rambam says that you're supposed to eat meat and drink yayin. Where does the Rambam get that from? It's mashma from the Braisa b'yayin sagi b'loy basar. So the Yamshel Shlomo there Rebbe Kveger brings down, which is in Perek Beis Beitza Simen Hay, brings down the kash of the Beis Yosef, and he answers, "Vani Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira loy bo lemayit achilas basar." He wasn't coming to be memayit that nowadays you have to eat basar as well. Pshita she'ein simcha elo bebasar. It's pasha that you need basar for simcha. The simchas yomtov he has suuda. The simchas yomtov is mekuyim through the suuda. Le'nikra suuda liyaz by leiv toiv is simcha b'lo achilas basar. You can't have a suuda just with yayin. Of course, the suuda must have basar. Elishib is man shabbes hamikdash hayakayim hayu oichlin basar shlomim vayu omdim al carbon oiseim. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so they used to bring carbon shlomim, they would eat the basar shlomim, they would be omdim al carbon oiseim vayu maspik lohem simcha zu. That simcha was great enough to be misamech them and be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha. Even if all they would drink during the suda was mayim, im loy l'koshel bracha, besides for the koshel bracha, inami ayushaisin betzimtzim, they would drink yayin kviat tzarech achila, the amount that you need to go along with eating. He says that in those times they wouldn't drink tremendous amounts in order to saturate their bodies, in order to be msamech b'yomtev. Avol achshav she'en lanu simcha shlomim, our simcha is lacking. We don't have the simcha shlomim. V'hamikdash chariv v'arvakol simcha ein simcha elo b'yayin. Nowadays you must have simcha with yayin. V'zulasa without yayin, eino yoytze yidei chayvase v'simchas yomtev. A person is not yoytze yischiv nowadays that simchas yomtev. V'adraba, b'me yisamachas atzmoy im loy sheyishte v'yishkach the reason why nowadays we need yayin is because we need to forget about the tzaris of the churban. The person has to be msameach and betech b'Hashem sheyachzor eleinu va'af bimei gol yaseinu b'yaseinu b'eretz eveinu loy moas v'loy gol eisonu lohafer brisei toiro mitzvahs meitanu. Kitamidu Hashem Aleikenu. So what the Yom Shashlim is saying is a fascinating thing. He's saying that when Rabbi Yudim Meseira said that nowadays Ein Simcha Elo B'Yayin, he means in addition to the Simcha that we used to have, which was Mekuyim through the Basar Shlamim, now that we don't have the Basar Shlamim, because all we have is regular Basar, we realize that we're in a Matzav of Churban. And the only way to enhance our Simcha that's Mekuyim through Basar is if you drink Yayin, because then a person, when he gets inebriated, forgets his Tzaris, and he forgets that things are so bad, and he starts to be Beteach B'Hashem, and his Simcha comes back to him. So he's learning that Ein Simcha Elo B'Yayin, that it says in the Braisa, means that Ein Simcha, the Simcha that we have, which is through Basar, is not complete unless you add the element of Yayin. And that's how he wants to learn Pshat. And the Rambam, who says that you need to have both. The Bach over there in Simon Tav Kuf Chav Tes is Miyashav the Rambam in a similar way, and he brings a beautiful raya that even nowadays there is a requirement to have basar. He brings down the Mishnah in Perek Oisiv Es Benoi that says Barba Prakim B'Shana Hamoicher Behem L'Chaveiro Itzarich Lohidiyoi Ima Mecharti L'Shchay. The din is that a person who sells an animal on certain dates has to tell the buyer, you should know, I sold this animal's mother to be Nishchat, so as to warn him that he shouldn't be over the Isser of Oisiv Es Benoi. The Torah says that you're not allowed to shech the mother and the child on the same day. And so since this person we know is going to shech this animal, and you sold the mother during a season when it's normal for people to shecht so that they could have meat for a certain suda, then you have to tell the guy so that he knows that he shouldn't shecht it, because most probably the mother will be nishchata today. And the reason why you have to assume that the mother will be nishchata today is because mishum shayumar bim besimcha lasei sudais, like Rashi explains over there. Alma says the Bach deikanami simcha bebasar apishein and shlomim. You see, it's not only basar shlomim that people use. In these times were for simchas yomta purposes. So the Bach says the reason why the Gemara says in our Gemara ein simcha elo b'yayin. He says, of course, what we mean is that it's yayin in addition to basar. The way the Bach explains it, though, is not because of the time of the Yamshel Shloima that you need to have the added element of Yayin to forget your tzaris. Rather, he says that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when you had Basar Shloima, there was a double simcha. Because number one, the person was being nene from Basar. Basar is Mesameach. But besides that, there's a special simcha in the Havah Shloima LaHashem. And that we don't have nowadays. So nowadays we have to supplement the basar, which is all we're left with the yayin. And now the ikar simcha, he says, is b'yayin, because you have a pasuk b'yayin yisamach levav enosh. Even though it's the ikar simcha, it wouldn't be enough, because it's only one type of simcha, and we need to match the double simcha that we had when we ate basar shlamim. So the way that we match that simcha is by having achilas basar plus yayin and ein ikar simcha el b'yayin. Ravina answers the Gemara's kasha, how could the Rabbanu be mesaken midi da'asi bolo de sakana, there's an inyan of zugois, when a person drinks four koises. Says Ravina, arba kasi takinu Rabbanu derecheres kol chad v'chad mitzvah ba'api nafshehi. Every one of the four koises is its own separate mitzvah, and therefore they're not mitztarev to each other le'inyan zugois. Now there are two ways to understand what Ravina means with his teretz. The simplest way to learn is that since each one of the Dalet Kaisis is a separate mitzvah, we don't look at it like you're doing a group of anything. It's not two pairs of two Kaisis. It's not even four Kaisis. Rather, there are four separate mitzvahs, and each one has one Kais. However, from the Shita of the Rif, you see that he takes this much further. Because the Rif extracts from our sugya that you have to make a bracha on each kais individually. The biggest bari pri hagafen that you said on the kais shel kiddush doesn't pater you from making another hagafen on the other kaises. Now, how does the Rif get this idea from the fact that there is no din zugais by the dalet kaises? The answer is because one of the things that causes that there's no problem of zugais, you see in the sugya, is the concept called nimlach. If a person bishas when he's doing one action, he doesn't have a plan to do the next action. So even though he goes afterwards and does the same action a second time, that's not a problem of zugais, because when he did originally the first action, he didn't have in mind that he's going to do the second action. Now we know that whenever a person makes a bracha on one thing and he doesn't have in mind to pater the second thing, even if it has the same bracha, he has to make a new bracha. So the Rif assumes that if le'inyan zugos you're considered like nimlach, so too le'inyan birksanenin, the birkas bari priagofen, you're considered like a nimlach and you have to make another bracha. Now this is very confusing because who says that you have a din of nimlach and that you have to make a separate bracha? All you see is that le'inyan zugos you don't have a problem because they're separate mitzvahs. Imagine that the din would be that you have to make only one bracha because the Birkas Bari Pri Agafen is already gepatered from the first Birkas Bari Pri Agafen that you make during the Kiddush. We still could say that you're doing a shtia that is not shayach to the first shtia because they are separate mitzvahs. So why is the Rif so convinced that you have to make separate brachas? And indeed, the shita of the Rosh is that you don't make another bracha bari pri agafen. And like he explains, it's in Chav Dalet, v'loy nehir, the afal gav, the kol chad v'chad mitzvah ba'ampe nafshe, even though each one is a separate mitzvah, kiven the leke hesach das, loy boi bruche, al kol kasa v'kasa. So you see that the Rosh is fully aware that each one is considered a separate mitzvah, and that helps us l'inyan zugos, that separates them from each other, but that doesn't change the fact that the bari pri agafen is unnecessary. So what is the machloikis between the Rif and the Rosh? So I believe we could be mazmer the machloikis that is based on a fundamental shaila in how to be magda the din of Dalet Kaisis, and this is something we explained already on Daf Kuf Ches, and the Rif and the Rosh are lishitasam. Because we already explained then that there's a big machloikis how to understand the gedder of the mitzvahs Dalet Kaisis, and the Brisker Rav goes to great lengths in Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes, of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, to explain this machloikis. The basic shaila is, what was the original intention of the takana of Dalet Kaisis? According to Tosfos and the Rosh, the takana was to make four kaisis shel bracha, meaning to say that Chazal were misakin, your kiddush has to be ala kais, and the Haggadah has to be ala kais, and the Birkas HaMazon has to be ala kais, and Hal has to be ala kais. The din of the Dalet Kaisis is like a regular din of kaisis shel bracha, so much so that it's possible to be moitzi somebody else with the Dalet Kaisis, because the point of the Dalet Kaisis is to say these brachas al hakois. So I can be moitzi somebody else when the bracha is al hakois. Masha Enkein, the Rambam and the Rif understand, and that is the arichas that he has explaining the Gemara of Shasan Vas Achas and Shasan Chai, is that the din of Dalet Kaisis really begins with a takana to drink four kaisis shel yayin. After Chazal instituted halacha, they have to drink four kaisis shel yayin, they also said that since you're doing this mitzvah, you should make each one of them a kais shel bracha. But the tchilas hatakana is that you have to drink four kaisis shel yayin, and that's why they hold you cannot be moitzi somebody else with the dalet kaisis, because the point of the dalet kaisis is a din shtia. According to Tyson the Rosh, the din shtia is really the old din that you have by every kashal bracha that I'm a varach tzarech shayitim. Now, when the Gemara says that there's no problem of zugais because each one is a separate kashal bracha, according to Tosfos and the Rosh, what that means is that they really don't have any shaychas to each other because each one is a separate kais. So when a person does the activity of drinking the four cups, we don't view it as if he's drinking four cups of wine. It's not a set of four cups. Rather, the person has four separate mitzvahs because that's what Chazal were misakin, four kaises shel bracha. That doesn't mean, though, that as far as the Birkas Hanenin that you make of them, that you have to make a new Birkas Bari Pri Agafen. The actual fact that they're four separate kaisis shel bracha would be enough to separate them in terms of zugos. When it comes to my din of hamavarach tzarech shayitim, that I'm mechuyev to be toyim from the kais also, I don't have a problem of having to make a new bracha because I already made a Birkas Bari Pri Agafen. So the din zugos I'm not going to have because I'm doing four separate mitzvahs, four separate kaisis shel bracha. The te'ima that I make from the kais, I will not make a new bracha because I already pater myself with the Birkas Bari Pri Agafen and I was planning on drinking something later. So it's like a person who's throughout the evening drinks wine. He doesn't make a new bracha. Masha Enkein, according to the Rif, since the din Dalet Kaisis is actually a set of four kaisis, the person is mechuyev to drink four cups of wine. So he's going to have a new problem. When the Gemara says, why isn't there a problem of zugais? And the Gemara says that each one is considered a mitzvah ba'apei nafsha, and that's why there's no problem of zugos, he has to learn that what the Gemara is doing is saying that although I am engaged in a process of drinking four separate kaisis, since Chazal went and were misakin that you should do mitzvahs with each one, so it has a din like nimlach. Because although I do plan on drinking wine later, and although this really does belong to a set of four kaisis and should be zugos, nevertheless, since I'm involved right now in this mitzvah, and I'm not involved in the other mitzvah, so that is able to separate them from each other. So Bishlam, according to the Rosh, in order to get around the problem of Zugais, we don't have to separate the Shtia of each Kais from the other Kais. We just have to separate the Kaises. And the Kaises are separated by virtue of the fact that you're engaged in one Kais Shal Bracha that has got nothing to do with the other Kais Shal Bracha. They're four separate entities. Even though the Shtia may be Shaykh to each other, it doesn't bother us because that is not going to create a group of four Kaises. However, according to the Rif, in order to get around the problem of Zugais, we do have to separate the Shtia of the Kaises from each other, because the whole din of the Dalet Kaises is a din of Shtia, and there is four Kaises that you're supposed to drink one after the other. So the only way to get around the problem of Zugais is to say that while I'm involved in this Shtia, I'm not involved in the other Shtia, and it has a din like Nimlach. Now, of course, it doesn't mean a regular din Nimlach, because we know that you have the plan of continuing later on and drinking the rest of the Kaises. But it still has a din like Nimlach in the sense that the Shtia of now is being separated from later on's Shtia. So for the Rif, if we would not say that you have to make a new Birkas Bari Priya Guffin later, then that means that you are involved in something that is Shayach to a set of four. And if we did not have a mechanism like Nimlach, then we would still have the problem of Zugais. The very fact that we don't have a problem of Zugais is what tells us that the Shtia of the second Kais, during the Shtia of the first Kais, is as if it does not exist for me. I'm engaged in a totally separate mitzvah, and even the Shtia right now is divorced from the Shtia of later. So for the Rif, we must say that it's like Nimlach, because the problem of Zugais before the Gemara gave us Teretz was a problem in terms of the Shtia. What connected the four of them was the Shtia. So the only way to separate them is by saying that the Shtia is separate. If you say the Shtia is separate, then the Brachas are going to be separate. According to the Rosh, they're naturally disassociated from each other, because the whole din that you're doing is for separate entities, and therefore, even if La'inyan Bracha, they remain connected in the sense that you don't have to make a new Bracha, that still will not provide us with the problem of Zugais. In answer to the question, how could we be misaken something that a person could come L'idei Sakana, you shouldn't drink two things, and the Dalet Kaises is a problem of Zugais. The Gemara says, a person has a special shmira on the night of Pesach. The Beis Halevi, in the Sefer HaTorah, in Parshas Boy, on the Pasuk of Leil Shimurim, brings down our Gemara that says, Leil HaMeshumer Ubam in HaMazikim. And he says that in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Pei, it says that Mishum Hachi, this is the reason that Nagu Liftoich Adeles B'Leil Pesach Laharis Shehu Leil Shimurim. The reason why we have a minute to open the door on Leil Pesach is to show that it's Leil Shimurim. Asks the Beis HaLevi, L'chori Yesh L'Havin, Dari Siman Zeh L'chori HaYenoch and Yoitzer La'asoysoy B'Ascholos HaSeder. Such a Siman, to show that we're not scared of anything, should have been better done at the beginning of the Seder. Especially, says the Beis HaLevi, that's the time that you say Kol Dich V'Nyetze V'Yechol, not now after Birkas HaMazon that everybody already ate. He answers that this is coming as a remez to the Tinoik to show him a Dvar Chochma, because he brings our Gemara that says that the whole reason why we have no problem of Zugais, according to one Teretz, is because it's Leil Shimurim. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's why only when you pour the fourth Kais, everybody's going to wonder, if this is your fourth Kais, how do you not have a problem of Zugais? Why aren't you scared? The Teretz says, we open the door at that moment to show that we're not afraid of Mazikim because it's Leil Shimurim. Now the fact that it's Leil Shimurim tells us also, says the Ramah in Siman Tov Pei Aleph, that the minhag is not to lay in Krishma on the first night, because the whole din of Krishma Lamita is to protect us from the Mazikim. So you only lay in the first parasha, the Shema, but not the rest of Krishma Lamita. Now, according to what it's Mavur in our Sugya, theoretically speaking, you should also not lay in Krishma Lamita in Chutz Laretz on the second night of Pesach, because we see that we drink the four kaises of wine the second night as well. And that's what the Prima Gadim says over there in the Eish Lavram, Sivkot and Beis, in Simtav Pei Aleph, B'Shem D'Levush. The Maril is also mashma that way, that you don't lay in Kriyash Malamita. However, in the Sefer Vayagim Moshe, Simon Lamed Gimel, Sivkot and Ches, he says that it's mashma me Sefer Amin Hogim, the Sefer Yisod Yosef, brings down the Oimim Kriyash Malamita Sheni. So how is he to answer this question? If we're going to drink the four kaises, that means that we're not scared of the mazikim. If we're not scared of the mazikim, then why do we lay in Kriyash Malamita? It could be that the answer is that la'olam nowadays we're anyway not worried about zugeis. Tosfos says in Chulin Daf Kuf Zayin Mabeis Dibra Maschal Hasam. He's talking over there about a certain ruach ra. He says Ein Oisa ruach ra Mitzuya Beinenu K'moy She'ein Anu Nizharim Ala Zugeis Ve'Ala Giloi. Just like we're not careful about zugeis and the inyan of giloi, leaving things uncovered, drinks because maybe a snake came and drank from it. We're also not careful about nowadays, according to Tosfos. That in and of itself is not so pashut. The Goyin in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simen Kuftas Zayin Sif Aleph, he says, Bizman Azeh She'ein An Chash Mitzuyin, it's mutter to leave things uncovered. Even so, it seems from the Pischei Tshuva over there that the Goyin himself was very machmir in the Eser Giloy, and he says that there are things, there could be other reasons for the Takana of Chazal. However, Tosfos does say that we're not careful about Giloy, and Tosfos also says we're not careful about Zugais. The Rif over here in Tzachim does bring down the Brice of the Eser Zugais. It's Mashba that he holds that the Eser is Noig Bizman Azeh. The Rif only brings things that are Noig Bizman Azeh. As the Torah also in Erechaim Sim Kuf Ayin brings the Isser of Zugais. The Beis Yosef asks on him from the Tois and Chulin that we mentioned that Tois says that it's not Noig Bizmanazeh. The Archa Shulchan Yerdea Kuf Te Zayin Tzif Yud Zayin, he brings the Allah of Zugais and he ends off, he says, Bizmanenu Loi Shamanu Makpidim Bizugais Rakim Yesh Makpidim Yisnagu Kmoshe Kasavti. I'll call upon him, we see that there are definitely shittas that we don't have a problem nowadays of Zugais. So to say that the second night of Pesach we're not afraid of Mazik is not necessarily true just because we say that you should drink Arba Kaisis. As far as the first night we know from our sugya that it's Meshumra Min Amazikim, because the Gemara is answering the question how the Rabbanan originally were able to be Mesaken a Takana that's Asil De Zugais. But that certainly does not mean that any time that we're Noig the Din Arba Kaisis nowadays, that we're not afraid of Mazikim. It could be that we're afraid of the Mazikim, and that's why you should say Kriyash Malamita, but we also are not afraid of the Zugais, because we, Bidarach Klal, are no longer worried about Zugais. The Meiri says an interesting thing. He says that the Gemara's Kasha Heichim Misafni Rabbanan Midi Dasul Dei Sakana, he means to say that people were superstitious. And since they were superstitious, they were worried about this thing called Zugais, which according to Meiri was nothing really to worry about, but the Rabbanan would never be Misakin something that people felt would bring them Lidei Sakana. So according to the Meiri also, there's actually no Raya Legabe the second night of Yom Tov.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.